Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then I get asked, how long should you breastfeed a baby? And it's not that they're worried about their newborn or their infant. It's because they see somebody else breastfeeding a four-year-old or an older child. And they ask, if that's something that should be done, should be discouraged, should be encouraged. Well, we don't necessarily have, let's say, an age limit as to when to stop. The U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and this is on the CDC website, recommends that we exclusively breastfeed infants for the first 6 months, if we can. Then continue breastfeeding while introducing appropriate complementary foods until the child's about a year old. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization recommend exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months. They agree. With continued breastfeeding, along with introducing appropriate complementary foods for up to 2 years of age or longer. So nobody's necessarily saying to stop at 4 years old or 15 years old, right? Nobody wants to say that. But many of us are kind of questioning, well, you know, do we say something? So if I see a 4 or 5 year old, or I know, usually, you know, I'll ask the parent, you know, if there's anything else that might be going on. Is it that the child does not want to eat at the dinner table with everybody else? How is the child eating at school? Is the child at daycare? And is it a taste issue? Is it that the child does not like the milk they get from Anderson's Dairy, but they prefer the taste? Is it that mom wants the closeness and mom wants to be needed? So whenever we see an older child breastfeeding, we don't want to necessarily discourage right away. We just want to kind of figure out what could be going on. I think we have, pick our battles. I think we have an under use of breastfeeding. I tried to breastfeed as long as I could, but because I worked and I got through maybe 6 weeks at the most, and I regret that. I wish I could do longer. In fact, there was a study that says that moms who breastfed their kids did better on exams when they were teenagers. Children who are breastfed longer are more likely to gain better results on their tests compared to non-breastfed children. And this was a team of researchers who looked at British children, including the Millennium Cohort Study. They looked at 19,000 children born between 2000 and 2002 living in the UK. The children were followed up at the ages of 3, 5, 7, 11, 14, 17, and 22. And they looked at the breastfeeding habits as well as their exams. And they found that the children who were breastfed longer seemed to do better. They said 28.5% of those breastfed for at least 12 months achieved a high pass, either an A or an A plus, compared with 9.6% of non-breastfed children. So, you know, they didn't look at 4 or 5 years. They looked at, you know, breastfed a year. But there's a lot of nutrients in breast milk. And so when we had the formula debacle, where we had many women who had children and many partners and couples that had children who were relying on formula and we had a formula shortage, that was scary as hell. And so we have noticed an uptick in people breastfeeding because they don't want to go through that where they can't feed their child. And once you dry up the milk, it's really hard to get your milk back. So I think many individuals might be starting to embrace breast milk a little bit more because it's a free food source. But I usually recommend, I think if you could breastfeed at least 6 months, if you could, that's fantastic. If you could make it to a year, that's fantastic. If you want to do it longer, year and a half, 2 years, baby's doing fine, baby's introducing other foods, knowing how to, you know, incorporate other foods into their diet, I think that's fine too. Once it starts to get over 2-3 years old, we want to find out why and make sure we're not missing something else. Because, for example, if the average child starts to go to preschool, they're not going to have mom around to breastfeed. They need to have a level of independence, and we want to make sure that child could do that. I think we are really under educating our children at the three-year-old. I think three-year-olds can learn so much, and I want to make sure kids are learning and at home or learning in school. And if they're not, and parents are, no, we'll just keep them home with us so I can breastfeed, then I want to make sure that the child is still at least getting some sort of independent play, playing with other kids, learning things, and, you know. But if it's a parent issue where they just really don't want the child to leave them and become less dependent on them, then the parent needs a discussion. You know, so there's, you know, for me, I liked the liberty of not having the kid there. You know, did I miss my child? Not, you know what I missed was the one time I missed breastfeeding is we're in a movie, and the kids are older now, and they wanted popcorn and soda and snacks. And I'm looking at what I'm about to spend. And I tell them, you know, I save so much more money when we breastfed. Why don't I just do that? No, that's no way, Mom, no. Popcorn, please. I just noticed I saved a lot of money. It was so much easier to know I could just feed the kids and be done. So that's where I missed it. But, yeah, don't go up to a parent who's breastfeeding their child. Keep in mind, some of these children could be special needs. So if you see an older child breastfeeding, it could be their special needs. There could be, they could have digestive issues and all they can tolerate. You know, don't interfere. You know, but it's something that we medical providers do have conversations with parents about. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So being licensed in Minnesota and Montana and Wisconsin, I'm getting people calling in having issues with the smoke. And remember, I was out of the country for a little bit, and I was like, what smoke? Where's the fire? Well, the fire's in Canada. Canada is on track for its worst ever year of wildfire destruction. And there have been blazes, apparently, in nearly all Canadian provinces and territories. Federal government officials said their modeling shows increased wildfire risk in most of Canada, extending all the way through August. Michael Norton, an official with Canada's Natural Resources Ministry, says the distribution of fires from coast to coast this year is unusual. At this time of year, fires usually occur only on one side of the country at a time, most often that being in the west. Quebec, which is in eastern Canada, is currently the worst impacted, has multiple fires right now. Now, they believe those fires were started by lightning. They say the rate of increase of area burned is also high. If this rate continues, we could hit record levels for area burned this year. Eastern Canada has gotten, I think, the brunt of it. There's been evacuations in the Atlantic province of Nova Scotia as well as coastal Quebec. In fact, Wallbridge Mining Company had to temporarily evacuate a gold project camp in Quebec, suspending exploration activities because of the fire. And 3.3 million hectares have already burned, 13 times the 10-year average, and more than 120,000 people have been forced from their homes. Wildfires are the second most expensive disaster in Canada after flooding. So homes have been destroyed. Oil, gas production, main crude-producing province of Alberta. It's impacted the oil and gas production, according to Reuters, in Alberta. And, of course, the air is getting polluted. The air is not only polluted in Canada, but it's extending into the United States. Where is it coming from? 413 active wildfires right now. 413. 249 of which are deemed out of control. 26,000 people are right now under evacuation orders across Canada. So we're being told in New York, according to ABC7, that the National Weather Service has issued an air quality alert on Tuesday for New York City and parts of the tri-state because of the Canadian wildfires. In addition, there's been a red flag warning for parts of New Jersey. They say use caution with any potential ignition sources for fires. Any fires that develop may quickly get out of control and become difficult to contain. The smoke is making skies very hazy, potentially dangerous conditions, especially those with asthma, COPD, weakened lungs from COVID. And the air quality alert means air pollution concentration in the region will be unhealthy for people with heart or lung disease, children, or adults over 65 years old. They say the smoky skies are the result of 160 forest fires, but as we just saw, the number has already risen. So wildfires we've spoken about. Wildfires can cause a lot of health risks. What's in wildfire smoke? Well, according to the EPA, when you have forests and trees and buildings and plastics and things with asbestos, there's a bunch of stuff that you're getting exposed to. Carbon monoxide, which competes with oxygen in the blood, is one of the biggest components. Carbon dioxide, right? You don't want to breathe in carbon dioxide. You want to exhale that and breathe in oxygen, but you're being exposed to more carbon dioxide. There's wood particles, formaldehyde, acrolein. Acrolein happens as a byproduct of the heat. That could be coming from pesticides. It could be coming from chemicals, benzene, plastics, other byproducts that happen with incineration, and then thousands of other respiratory irritants. According to the EPA, wildfire smoke is composed primarily of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, and other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, and several thousand other compounds. The actual composition of smoke depends on the fuel type, the temperature of the fire, and the wind conditions. Different types of wood and vegetation are obviously composed of varying amounts of cellulose, lignin, tannins, other polyphenolics, oils, fats, resins, waxes, starches, which produce different compounds when burnt. So, you know, for those of you going, gosh, my nose is running, you know, California wildfire season is about to start. This is where you'll notice you're coughing, you're wheezing, some difficulty breathing, chest pain. You might notice more mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, fatigue, racing heart, exacerbation of some of your lung diseases, including COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis. If you have a heart condition or abnormal heart rhythm, your arrhythmias can act up. You could have angina, heart disease, heart attack. And there's also a susceptibility to lung infections. There was a study looking at COVID-19 risk. And mind you, we are still in COVID season. Right? Nobody's really testing anymore, and these at-home tests aren't picking it up. So we don't have the headline. Nobody really cares about the headlines anymore, so you don't see a lot of it in the media. But I'm telling you right now, people are still testing positive for COVID and having COVID symptoms. But a study published in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology found cases of COVID to rise 17.7% in Reno, Nevada during the wildfire period during 2020. Study authors state that they found a 10 microgram per meter cube increase in the 7-day average of PM2.7, the particle concentration, and it was associated with a 6.3% relative increase in SARS-CoV-2 test positivity rate. Now, why? Well, interestingly, they say coronavirus has been detected on particles of air pollution, and there might be an ability for wildfire smoke to carry these viral particles over to you. So what that would mean is if in Canada they're dealing with COVID, these wildfire smokes can possibly bring it into the tri-state area. CDC obviously suggests to get away from wildfire smoke, reduce your exposure, seek cleaner air shelters, cleaner air spaces. But these PM2.5s are particles less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter. They're present in pollution, wildfire smoke. It could penetrate deeply into the lung linings. Larger coarse particles are the 10 micrometers in diameter called PM10s. Any of these can impair lung function. They can inflame the lungs, interfere with the work of the alveoli that we use to oxygenate the blood. And these small particles can use this pathway to enter the bloodstream. Now, the direct health impacts of fine particulate matter are still being investigated. We do believe that PM2.5s will increase not only lung disease, but heart disease. So people at risk and symptoms they believe could begin at greater than 55 micrograms per meter cubed. Individuals most at risk are infants and children, elderly individuals, those with chronic lung disease, including asthma and emphysema, those at risk for heart disease and stroke, those with diabetes, smokers, pregnant women, those with chronic allergies, and we forget our pets. Our pets aren't used to that. So how do you protect yourself during wildfire season? Well, one, try to avoid the area where wildfires are. Avoid the outdoors until air quality reports improve. Do not rely on how clear the air looks. I've seen this time and time again. I live in Las Vegas, which is like a bowl. So when you're down on the strip, everything looks clear. But then when you drive up to the suburb area, about 20, 30 minutes away, you see that the strip is all dusty looking. You see smog. Well, you didn't see it when you were down there. So you can't trust that it looks clear. You got to take heed of wind and air quality advisories. Try and recirculate the air in your home and car if you think you're coming to an area that's going to be bringing in the smut. Keep your windows closed. And it stinks because we're trying to aerate and we're trying to keep away from people who are sick and we're trying to get the fresh air. But unfortunately, if you are in an area where wildfire smoke is coming in, you got to keep your windows closed. I would get some HEPA filters. Consult with your medical provider to monitor your blood pressure, heart rhythm, lung function. Refill any medications you may need before you feel symptoms. And be wary of face masks sold as PM2.5 safe. Okay, if there's a face mask that doesn't look like a respirator mask that's labeled N95 or N100, but they go where PM2.5 safe, just double check. Make sure that's not, you know, a false label. But 2.5 is kind of the amount, the minute particle size you want to protect against. So, yeah, not an easy time. I hope they're able to kind of get a hold of what's going on, but these Canadian wildfires, there's a lot of them, there's numerous, and we're starting to see it come into the U.S. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. 2 years of tensions and lawsuits in pro golf have suddenly come to an end.
The litigation is dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together.
PGA Commissioner David Farber on CNBC confirming that the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Tour are merging. The Oakland A's plan to move to Las Vegas is on hold as the Nevada legislature adjourned last night without approving nearly $400 million in public financing the team wants to build a new stadium. California's Attorney General says a private company contracted by the state of Florida to move migrants is behind two plane loads of migrants that have landed in Sacramento in the past few days. The future of AM radio in cars was the subject of a congressional hearing today. Several automakers say they are eliminating AM from future electric cars because of interference. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I think we're going to be very, very entertained this next political season. As much as I've been dreading 2024 and not wanting to go through another election, because it's hell. I tell you, it is hell. It might be a little interesting. And we have some unique sort of situations here. History in the making. You know, Mike Pence will be, I believe, throwing his hat into the ring. And he would be the first vice president to run against his former boss, we're being told, in 83 years. This is, we usually don't see the vice president I mean, I'm not sure who would be on Trump's ticket. I doubt if Trump's going to use Pence again, especially after the falling out during the election results and calling the election. But Mike Pence filed paperwork to run for president, and he is making him the first former vice president to run against the president under whom he served in over 80 years, and the third one to ever do so. Apparently, Mike Pence is going to hold his first rally on Wednesday in Iowa. And he was former governor of Indiana, I believe. And so this is something that's kind of unique. I guess the earliest example of a sitting vice president challenging a sitting president was the election of 1800 when Thomas Jefferson challenged John Adams. In 1796, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were elected president and vice president, even though they were leaders of opposite parties. But the electoral system was different back then. The candidate with the most votes got president, and then the one with the second number of votes became vice president. The 12th Amendment changed that in 1804. But President Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran for a third term in 1940. Vice President John Nance Garner challenged him for the Democratic nomination. 6 years into the job, Garner was nicknamed Cactus Jack, came to represent a group of conservative Democrats who had become disenchanted with FDR's Liberal New Deal, which they believe expanded the role of the federal government too much. And so he took on his former boss. They said Time magazine summed up the tensions in a March 20th, 1939 cover story, saying party rebellion is no new thing in U.S. history. Rebellion by the substantial leaders of a party against their leader in chief is rarer, and the rebellion which John Nance Garner now leads is rarer still, in that it is save in small things, almost intangible, less rebellion than a resistance. Anyway, they worded things differently in the media. But anyway, FDR received 946 of the delegates' votes when Garner received 61. So it didn't go well. And so it's interesting to see Mike Pence go up, put his name in the ring. I don't blame him for wanting to do that. This is also a very unique election in that Trump lost and is going to rerun again. It's also unique in that, you know, we have mail-in ballots, so that always adds a flavor of, I don't want to say fun, but chaos to any election story. And so it's just going to be a little different. A lot of people throwing their hat into the rings. Now Chris Christie is set to announce a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Now, yeah, Chris Christie fascinated me because before Trump ran, Chris Christie got a lot of attention, and Trump stole Chris Christie's thunder. I don't know if you remember, but the former New Jersey governor, when he set to run in 2016, Chris Christie started to get some momentum because he talked straight. I think he was the one, and I don't want to quote him because I don't want to get this wrong, but I think during Superstorm Sandy, or one of the major storms, he had said, if your public officials are telling you to evacuate, you get the blank out. You know, he was very straightforward. And when he started to razz some of the other contenders, he got a lot of attention. Well, then Trump comes in, and Trump was a Chris Christie on steroids. And Trump basically did the shtick that Chris Christie had in terms of saying it like it is, making fun of others, being very assertive. And then Chris Christie just got forgotten. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Chris Christie can make that comeback. I don't know. I'm expecting some sort of a surprise. You know, right now it seems like it's going to be a Trump DeSantis sort of fight in the primary. But, you know, you got a lot of contenders out there. There's a lot of drama that could happen between now and then, so it'll be interesting. But right now, one of the latest, again, contenders is Chris Christie, planning to enter the 2024 Republican presidential primary. It's a second bid for the White House. He is going to clash with President Trump, even though it seemed like they were allies at one point. But interestingly, Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire has, I think, pulled out. He, there's a South Carolina, of course, Governor Nikki Haley, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. So it's interesting. And I think North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is going to be expected to join. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, this is going to be a mess. It's chaos with everybody. I don't think so. I think it's beautiful. You know, just like with Biden, I think you have, what is it, Robert, which Kennedy? The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is running against him. And there's there might even be a third party getting involved. I think there's supposed to be, I think, a progressive person who wants to run. The one thing about our democratic system and our republic is we're supposed to be open and allow voices. And I think there's a vetting that happens. I know there's going to be a lot of dirty underwear being just strewn all over the place, you know, throughout these. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens during the primary on both sides. But sometimes this is the vetting that needs to happen. You know, when Biden ran, we weren't too sure of his platform. But after he heard about, you know, okay, well, student debt and this, he was able to form his platform. One thing that the primaries do is it allows you to take the most popular of what is wanted and try and put that together, the most popular of your party. So most likely, if, let's say, Trump doesn't make it, there's going to be, especially for the GOP side, whoever's going to be the front runner, something about a border wall or a stronger border policy, less spending, reforming our education to get our schools better. And same thing with the Democratic side. No matter what, there's going to be, a push to, relieve student debt, gun control, things like that. So it's a process, and so we'll see what happens. What's fascinating though is you would think in the primary these people become enemies, and when you saw Kamala Harris go after, Biden and the back and forth, kind of was a surprise to see then her his running mate. And so there's been some speculation that the future vice president running mate for Trump could be in that primary, and that some of the individuals may play it safe. So, for example, if Trump wants to be on a ticket with Nikki Haley, or Nikki Haley wants to be on a ticket with Trump, and if she doesn't look like she's going to be the front runner, she might pull back a little bit, lighten up. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But it's for those of you not looking forward to it, I get it. I think it is going to be a mess. Interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DR-LA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are in hurricane season. And fortunately, this is an El Nino year. And for the Atlantic hurricane season, El Nino is a good thing. Because we get less, fewer hurricanes. So we have a below average hurricane season predicted for this year. According to Colorado State University, researchers say they expect 13 named storms below the 14.4 mean, six hurricanes, two of which would be classified as major. That is fewer than what we've seen in other years, and getting credit for that is this is an El Nino year. La Nina usually messes us up from an Atlantic hurricane season. June 1st marks the official start. It runs until November 30th. There have been special tropical weather outlooks in May that had made forecasters suggest that maybe we say hurricane season starts in May. But right now, we're still keeping it June 1 to November 30th. September is usually the most active month. Hurricanes, as you know, are characterized by their wind speed, designated using the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. So a Category 1 hurricane has to have at least 74 miles per hour winds, Category 2, 96 mile per hour winds, Category 3, 111 mile per hour winds, Category 4, 130 mile per hour winds, and Category 5, 157 mile per hour winds. To put it into perspective, Category 3 storms can be devastating, and when Hurricane Katrina hit, even though it began as a Category 5 in the Gulf, it hit as a 3. And it still caused the deaths of thousands of people, causing $108 billion in damage. Of course, the deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil was the Galveston hurricane of 1900, in which 10,000 people died. Well, what's in the news now is, are we going to have some weather chaos because of El Nino? And forecasters are warning not so much of an Atlantic hurricane season, but a Pacific and Pacific storms that are chaotic. So a developing El Nino, they say, is already dramatically influencing our weather. It's changing our precipitation patterns, boosting temperatures higher and higher. And according to, this is the Washington Post, forecasters say it's only a matter of time before El Nino's arrival is official, and it could incite unprecedented extreme weather. The scientists don't know how strong El Nino will become, but they think its intensity will have big implications for extreme weather. Jennifer Francis, a climate scientist at the Woods Hole Research Center, warned in a recent podcast to expect chaos, especially if this El Nino turns out strong. She says, we have not had a strong El Nino in conjunction with ocean heat wave in the North Pacific, in conjunction with the Atlantic Ocean, where temperatures are almost off the charts. So she says, you know, this combination of factors is really nothing we've seen before, so it's a real challenge to make any kind of prediction. So El Nino is the opposite of La Nina. Together they make up the ENSO, or the El Nino Southern Oscillation. Like a pendulum, Earth swings between the two states every 2 to 7 years. ENSO dominates global circulation patterns, triggering chain reaction processes that shape weather locally on the opposite side. So El Nino begins as a rising of water temperatures in the eastern tropical Pacific. It's underway, and it's the first domino to fall ahead, I guess, of the cascade that comes. They say warming has been especially pronounced currently off of Peru and Ecuador. The warming off Peru is pretty dramatic, and they say, and very like presages an El Nino event. Forecasters are monitoring temperatures in an imaginary rectangle drawn across a broader area of the eastern and central tropical Pacific, known as the Niño 3.4 region. The National Weather Service declares the onset of El Niño when water temperatures are at least 0.9 degrees Fahrenheit above normal for a three-month period. That could come up very soon. Water temperatures there, however, are 1.4 degrees above normal after a rapid ramp-up. For an El Nino to be considered strong, the 3.4 region must warm to at least 2.7 degrees above normal for an extended stretch. Right now, being 1.4, we still have a little ways to go. So basically what they're saying is they're having a little trouble. The El Nino La Nina is based on the El Nino refers to the ocean atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific, causes increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region. El Nino linked to lower active hurricane seasons in the Atlantic, but La Nina reflected by a below-average sea surface temperature extending from the west to eastern Pacific Ocean. La Nina years forecast a more serious hurricane season for us with the Atlantic. But with El Nino, it has to do with rising sea surface temperatures. That's why we believe it's an El Nino year. So, you know, hopefully we get through this with as few disruptions as possible. We do need moisture. Trust me, the desert and the way things are in the West, we could use some Pacific moisture, especially with wildfire season coming. Unfortunately, with the storms and winds and wind shear, that can make wildfires even more precipitous. So we'll keep you posted on that, and just that's kind of what the meteorologists are talking about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the California insurance market is getting rattled because there has been a withdrawal of some of the major insurance companies. Two insurance industry giants are pulling back because of insuring California homes isn't worth it. They say increasing wildfire risk and soaring construction costs have prompted them to stop writing new policies. State Farm is not going to accept applications for all business and personal lines of property and casualty insurance, citing inflation, a challenging reinsurance market, and rapidly growing catastrophe exposure. Now, I don't think that's going to affect auto insurance, but State Farm said we take seriously our responsibility to manage risk. It's necessary to take these actions now to improve the company's financial strength. Allstate, another huge one, announced in November it's going to pause new homeowners' condo and commercial insurance policies in California to protect customers. The cost to insure new home customers in California is far higher than the price they would pay for policies due to wildfires, higher costs for repairing homes, and higher reinsurance premiums. So California's unsettled market aligns with trends across the country in which companies are boosting rates, limiting coverage, or just pulling out completely, especially from regions susceptible to wildfire and other natural disasters. Florida and Louisiana have struggled to keep healthy insurance markets because of hurricanes. Premiums are rising in Colorado amid wildfire threats. Oregon as well. So for those of you who live in these areas that do, some of the most beautiful areas, by the way, it's a struggle because you can't have a home if you can't have it insured. Scientists are saying climate change has made the West warmer and drier over the last three decades and will continue to make weather more extreme. Whether you think it's climate, it's always changing. So I kind of find that little odd to hear. Well, climate is always changing. Climate has changes. They have ebbs and flows. We have ice ages. We have floods. We have dry periods. I live near the Grand Canyon, so it's really hard to convince me that the Grand Canyon was made in the last three decades. That Grand Canyon, it took years of climate change. So I think the climate is always changing. But in the short run, if it affects your ability to have your home covered or your ability to move to an area where you want to, this is going to definitely cause people to not move and leave and find areas where they could become more insured. Colorado hit by wildfires. You see what's going on in Canada right now. Louisiana exacerbated by hurricanes Delta, Laura, Zeta, and Ida. Claims are piling up. The companies don't want to pay them or don't want to deal with more claims. They're going to insure fewer people. State website lists more than 100 companies selling residential insurance, but some only offer very limited lines of coverage or only earthquake or renter insurance. So, Godspeed. I know it's not easy time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One final thing. Two more deaths have been linked to a recalled baby lounger that's still on sale Facebook Marketplace. Make sure that if you do buy anything online, you double-check and make sure it's not recalled.
Folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.